Blog Talk Radio.
How y'all doing tonight? It's time for another live broadcast of Victim Stoppers Radio. You'll tune in right now to victimstoppersradio.us. And I'm your man, your host, Dwayne Abernathy. And it's another live episode of Moving Forward. Hope you guys had a great day. Woo! We made it through the week, you guys. I mean, this was a week. This is definitely a week. This definitely was a week that was different for everybody, man. Everybody's life was changed this week. If your life was not changed at all this week, you might be a person that's soulless, because anybody who has a soul or any type of spirit was definitely affected by this week. Let me see if mic working. Mic check. Is mic working? Let me tap this mic. Is that mic working? Hey, you guys, just watch me on TV. Yeah, the mic's working. Okay. We got everything, getting everything going. You guys, man, also, I'm so excited because this is our first full week where we did a combination of our live radio station and also our live radio station. If it's your first time ever tuning in, we have, under our new parent company, 14 Generations Media, we have Geyser Victim Stoppers Radio, which you listen to right now, okay? Then we also have our new live television station, which is DigitalGuardTV.com. So you guys tune in and watch DigitalGuardTV.com. Later on tonight, I get into some of the shows that's on DigitalGuardTV.com. Then, of course, we have our social networks, which is Geyser, as you can see behind me. And we also have our other social network, which is VictorSuffers.us. I am actually relaunching both of the social networks April 1st. But the way things are going right now, I'm thinking about trying to launch them a little sooner. So if you guys are interested in joining Geyser or VictorSuffers ahead of time, you can hit us up at marketing@geyser.com. That's marketing@geyser.com, which is Y-I-Z-Z-O-R. So we're doing this media thing for you guys. We are changing the game in media because we're bringing a new perspective to online television. We're doing a whole different perspective on social media, a whole different perspective on internet radio. And we all doing it under the mission to make everybody safe. You know how you guys talk about Crime Stoppers back in the day? Well, we are the new improved version. We are Victim Stoppers. You see what I'm saying? But then we also have Geyser, which supports minority businesses and minority professionals. So let's get into tonight. As you guys normally know, on Fridays is usually Hookah Friday, right? That's usually after everybody had a long work week, a long week in school, or a long week of running your business. Fridays is usually Hookah Friday, but I'm just not in the mood to smoke the hookah tonight. I'm going to just keep it real. I'm not in the mood to smoke the hookah tonight because this has been such, this week, I know for me, has been pretty much a gift and a curse. It was some things that I was like kind of nervous about and apprehensive about. Did I say that word right? Apprehensive? Damn, I had to look that word up. That's like a Jesse Jackson word right there. I hope I said the word right, apprehensive. Anyway, so, you know, because everybody's life was changed upside down this week because of the whole coronavirus madness, right? Then I had to look at things that was going on with my family to make sure everybody in my family was healthy. Then I had to switch over since now they're closing down jobs. I mean, all the companies and people are not going to work. Then I had to start looking at things, how we could do on the business side of things. And I realized that, damn, we right on track. You know how they always say the revolution will be televised? Guess what? I'm here to televise the revolution, baby. Yes. So, all that said, let's get into tonight's topic. Tonight's topic is week one of the coronavirus has been a nightmare. As you guys just tuning in, we also have our new call-in number, so you guys can call in and give me comments on the topic for tonight. You can hit me up at area code 516-418-5511. That's 516-418-5511, and you listen to Geyser Victim Stoppers Radio. So, before I get into tonight's topic, I'm still doing my little experiment because this is actually a radio show, but I'm also broadcasting live on our TV station, but I have these audio clips that I like to play to carry on the conversation. So my first clip is kind of like a flashback from last night because I wanted to talk to you guys about this whole microchip thing. Like, there's companies in the world now that they're actually inputting a right-sized microchip into people's arms. Yeah, some real sci-fi stuff, like, you know, they show in like movies like Star Wars or some of those spy movies. But guess what, you guys? We are living that world right now. The New World Order is here right now. The Matrix is right now. Star Trek is right now. Only thing that we're missing right now is like living amongst aliens. I believe that's coming. I told somebody a long time ago, I believe in aliens. I do. I've been out to New Mexico. I've been to Roswell, New Mexico. And there's a whole lot of aliens out there, okay? We already living amongst the machines, and they're coming. More and more machines are taking over. More and more robots and everything's taking over. But I'm going to get into all that. But first, I want to play this clip about the Dawn microchip. Then I want to ask you guys, would you implant a microchip in your body? Would you insert a microchip if your boss came to you and said, look, we're going to give you a $10,000 a year raise if you add a microchip into your body? Would you guys do it? So I'm about to play this audio clip about these microchips, and then we're going to get into it. All right, this is your man, Dwayne Abernathy. You listen to Yizer Victim Stoppers Radio, and this is Moving Forward.
Have been waiting for the next emerging virus, and this new strain of coronavirus is essentially a cousin of another emerging infectious disease called SARS that hit China and other countries starting late 2002. For a long time, researchers thought these coronaviruses, which is what the new virus is, were basically not very risky. They thought they mainly caused a common cold, and it was kind of a backwater of disease research because they didn't think they made people very sick. SARS is a new coronavirus that killed people. The death rate from that was about 10%. That prompted a worldwide hunt from where these new viruses were coming from and how they were spreading into people. What they found is that a lot of these new coronaviruses seem to come from bats. Bats seem to harbor huge numbers of coronaviruses. One of the top coronavirus experts in the world is right in the epicenter of Wuhan. She helped sequence the virus right away and also showed it was almost identical to this bat virus she found in the cave a few years ago. The scary part is there are a lot more of these viruses out there in bats, and the chances of another one could spread into humans a few years from now are high unless we take the strong steps to slow down the probability. One reason that researchers think that the spread of these emerging viruses is happening more often now is population growth and sprawl. Everything is so much more interconnected. There are so many more airline flights and high-speed trains now in China connecting the rest of the world than there were in the age of SARS. Experts say we need to do a much better job of preparedness for potential future viruses. One very simple step that experts are calling for is shutting down these live animal food markets that are like all over China and other parts of Asia. These are said to be just kind of perfect breeding grounds.
Yo, what's up, what's up, what's up? It's your man, Dwayne Abernathy, listening to Moving Forward here on Yizer Victor Stoppers Radio. And that was the wrong freaking fracking clip. You know what? It's Friday. We loose. New equipment, new studio. So we're bound to make some damn mistakes sometimes. But that was the wrong freaking fracking clip. Wrong clip. I want to talk about the micro damn chip. And that damn thing was the clip talking about the damn coronavirus. That's crazy. Anyway, there's companies out there that's installing microchips into people. Okay? So my question that I want to ask all you out there right now first, would you put a microchip in your body if your job came to you and said, look, if you put this microchip in you, we will give you a $10,000 a year raise on your salary? Would you put a microchip in your body if their insurance company came to you and said, look, you don't have to pay insurance if you put this microchip in your body? What would you do to put a microchip in your body? Now, you guys are probably wondering, what's the microchip for? Well, they said the microchip is for, you can scan it to, instead of carrying a wallet, you can scan it to pay for stuff. They could put your medical records on this microchip and they can scan it, you know, to look at your medical records to say if you're in a car accident or something, instead of having like an ID to see if you are like a diabetic or allergic to anything. They can just scan your wrist and all your medical records can come up. Imagine you somebody who actually unfortunately was murdered or something. They found your dead body laying somewhere. They can scan to identify you. So they're doing a big sale and a big push on this whole microchip thing. So would you guys get the microchip installed? If you would, or if you have something to say about this microchip, hit me up at area code 516-418-5511, right? So the reason why I'm talking about this microchip also, because there's a lot of people out here that's connecting the coronavirus with this microchip. A lot of people pairing together the coronavirus, what's it called, vaccine, with when they hit you with that vaccine, they're actually putting a microchip in you. Hold on, you guys, for a second. I'll be right back. Hold on. I'm live. Well, I'm live on TV and radio, but hold on, you guys. Hold on. Oh, man. Woo. All right, you guys, I'm back. I had a little space heater on here in the studio, and my ass was burning up. I was like micro barbecued ass Negro. Woo. But anyway, back to what I'm saying. So the reason why I'm talking about these different things is because everybody is so confused right now of what's going on right now. Some people saying that this corona thing was man-made. Some people saying that some countries released it as a biochemical weapon. And so we're going to talk about that whole week. This whole week I'm going to talk about all the different things that's going on this week. But my first topic is, would you let your company implant a microchip in you? If they came to you and said, look, we're going to give you an extra $10,000 a year if we put this microchip in you, would you let them do it? If your insurance company came to you and said, look, we're going to give you free insurance if you put this microchip in your body, would you do it? And my third question about this microchip, do you guys think that there's a chance that this whole coronavirus is a way for them to introduce us to the microchip, so when they get the vaccine, when they shoot you with the vaccine, they're actually implanting a microchip into your body? Hey, what's up, Mo Better Planners? Thank you for tuning in. What do you guys think about that? If you guys want to tell me a comment or how you feel about this microchip thing, hit me up right now, area code 516-418-5511. That's 516-418-5111. And I'm going to tell you guys, it's so funny. Tonight is Friday. And like I said, I usually like to do my hookah Friday. We lay back and chill and have a good time. But for some reason, I can't get my clown on tonight. It's like I just don't feel right to get my clown on tonight. It's like there's certain things that I want to talk about and there's certain things I want to get off my chest, because this has been a week that was a nightmare for a lot of people. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm going to give you guys an example. I went to Dollar Tree today, right? I was out and I went to Dollar Tree. And they had toilet paper. They had a whole shelf full of toilet paper, right? And they had a sign that says, you can only purchase four bundles of four at a time. You can only buy four. So I guess that's four times three, 12 rolls of toilet paper. But that's a crazy that we are at a point in the world that toilet paper is a commodity. It's crazy that we're living in a world right now where toilet paper is a scarce, something that's scarce. Like, oh my God, I'm so happy to see some toilet paper. Mo Better, how'd it go for you today? Your first day, how'd it go? Did everything work? Hit me in the chat. But anyway, yeah. So I saw toilet paper, like back in the day when I'm in the store, I see a fine-ass woman. I was like, damn, they got toilet paper. I had a text. I think I called my mom or somebody. Text somebody and said, yo, they got toilet paper. You need some? She's like, nah, I'm cool. But I'm just crazy. So that's the word. Cool. All right, it went good. I hope that I helped you out. Good. Good job. So, yeah. So I'm going to try this again. I want to play this clip of the shutdown, because now they're saying that California is shut down. Like, any of you guys ever been out to Cali? Have you guys ever been out to Cali? Cali is huge. I think Cali is either the largest or the third largest state in America. I think Alaska's number one. I might be wrong. I think Alaska's the biggest, then Texas, then California. I could be wrong. Hold on. What we got in the chat room? America can keep their... Oh, yeah, you're right. They definitely can keep their vaccination. They're not going to do it. I'm telling you guys. I keep telling you guys, I'm not like Alex Jones and all the conspiracy theory type of people. I'm one of the type of people that, I mean, put it like this. America has been screwing over black folks since we've been here. So I wouldn't put nothing past them. You get what I'm saying? I mean, hell, they used to studies for syphilis back in the day down in Alabama. We found out that the drug crack game was all the dope was coming from the CIA. You see what I'm saying? Just a couple of years ago, the weapons in Chicago, they said that that government literally pulled up with a train in Chicago full of guns and just gave out free guns. So I won't put nothing past these devils. I'm telling you. And I don't give a shit what nobody say. They go, oh, here goes Dwayne with the whole black and white thing. It ain't about black and white. It's about America against us. And I'm a veteran and I'm a patriot. I love this country. But at the same time, you got to have a defense, man. You have to think about things. You have to think about, like, damn. Like I asked you guys last night. How is it possible that they're shutting down all the companies that are trying to introduce automation? I didn't say this last night, but I thought about this after I got off air last night. Have you guys noticed the majority of the companies that they're shutting down are companies that can introduce automation, where they can replace humans with a robot? Think about it for a second. I told you guys that they closed down the car plants up in Indiana. They closed Chrysler, Fiat, there's one other one. I can't remember. I know it's GM. They closed down three plants, right? We already know from way back in the late 80s that they already started putting robots in these plants to build these cars. So they already show that they really do not need a big workforce of humans, right? Now check this out. Well, any of you guys watching me on TV, y'all can't see this, but right here in my hand, I have a drone in my hand, right? If you're watching me on TV right now, you guys who listen to me on the radio, y'all can't see this, but I'm holding a drone in my hand. This drone that I have in my hand, guess what? This is going to be the new mailman. This drone in my hand right here is going to be the new FedEx and UPS. This drone in my hand is going to be the new pizza delivery service. They already have drones that can deliver packages. Okay? This drone in my hand is going to be the new police. They can send up hundreds of thousands of these drones right here that have cameras. They have there's a camera on this one right here. There's a camera right here. You guys can't see it if you're watching me on, listen to me on the radio, but there's a camera right there. They can send out these drones with weapons right now. What, just a few months ago, you remember when Trump killed that big general over in Iraq or Iran or whatever? They killed him with a drone. Our beloved President Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, what did they call him? They used to call him the drone bombing president. You know how many people Obama had killed off of drones? So the drones is our new soldiers. They got places here in the United States where you can sit out in Nevada somewhere and control a drone over in Afghanistan. Hey, you guys, I haven't been drinking too much yet. I just, my tongue just get tired like that sometimes. So don't blame it on the drink. But Afghanistan. So the drones is the new soldiers. Think about that for a second. The airports, the airlines, right? The airlines talking about being shut down. People already tell you now that airplanes aren't really flown by pilots. Airplanes, they put that mug on autopilot. And the pilot's just sitting back chilling. Did you guys watch? Okay, now let's talk about how we got all these grocery stores and department stores and that don't have any supplies or whatever. They're talking about, well, we're going to lift the law and let the truck drivers drive through, you know, past 12 hours so they can deliver the goods. Guess what I saw 60 Minutes Sunday? They were showing the, self-driving semi-trucks. Self-driving semis. So, can someone out there tell me why would they bring everybody back to work after this coronavirus thing? Why would they? Think about this for a second, you guys. Think about this for a second. Just like 9/11, right? And when 9/11 happened, they had us sign the Patriot Act. When we signed the Patriot Act, we gave a whole bunch of our civil liberties, right? Where they could typically just kick in your door without a warrant. Under the Patriot Act, they can come and say you're a terrorist and lock you up and never charge you for nothing. And you can sit in prison for 10, 12, 15 years, right? So imagine this. Could you imagine if they take this coronavirus thing, right? Now, and I'm not talking conspiracy theory stuff. Like I said, I just talk about things that make you guys think about it for a second. Like, that's not too far-fetched. But check this out. Imagine if they say, okay, this coronavirus thing is such a pandemic. I think it's just the word or whatever. And we just can't control it. And we just think everybody's going to die. It's going to kill off everybody. So we can't have a group of people working no more. We can't have 500 people working in a factory no more. We can't have 1,000 people working in a warehouse anymore. So what we need to do is get these robots working in here. We can't have these people around the food in these semi-trucks no more. We need to have these robots driving these semi-trucks. I'm going to slow down for a minute. I just want you guys to ponder on what I just said for a second. It's not far-fetched. I'm going to tell you guys something. Here at my company, Digital Guard, right? See, once again, if you guys listen to me on the radio show, you can't see this. If you watch me on TV, you're going to see what I'm holding in my hand. Right here, I'm holding some of our high-definition Digital Guard cameras in my hand, right? Right? I started Digital Guard about 6 years ago. My whole purpose, and somebody might not like what I'm about to say. I'm sure what I'm about to say would be unpopular. Hold on for a second. What they said in the chat room, Prize, if they did that. Yeah, I agree. I already know. They already said Bill Gates did it. They already said Bill Gates is part of this MoBetter. They said Bill Gates from IBM had already put together a plan. Speaking of that, I'm going to get back to the cameras in a second. Now that you say that, I'm going to tell you guys, do you guys know anything about eugenics? Eugenics, if you don't know what eugenics is, I did a show on eugenics about 3 years ago, but eugenics is pretty much population control. Eugenics is population control. Eugenics was the birthplace for Planned Parenthood. And the founder, Margaret Sanger, I think that's her name or whatever, she was hella racist. She was a racist baba de bop blop, right? And their whole thing was, at the moment, was to eradicate black people, right? Well, check this out. Bill Gates' daddy was in charge of Planned Parenthood. Bill Gates' daddy was the director. That's what I'm trying to say. He was the director of Planned Parenthood, which Planned Parenthood has to do with population control. There are videos of Bill Gates right now to today talking about population control. There's videos right now of Bill Gates talking about, hey, the next thing you have to worry about is not a bomb, is a virus controlling the population. He says it. He says we can't have death camps, but if old people get sick, just let them die. I'm not here to act like the big bad bully, the big bad devils out there. I'm just here for all you guys to understand what's going on, because like I tell me all the time, once you know better, you do better, because I'm going to tell you like this. You guys cannot say that you did not know this stuff. So when they come knocking on your door, you can't go, oh, my God, I didn't know. Because I'm telling you right now, you guys know. And by you guys knowing, that means we have to be aware of what's going on right now. Now, back to what I said about these damn cameras. When I created Digital Guard, right, My whole goal, and you can look at it, and I hate to say it, it's true though, was to replace the security guard. And the reason why I said to replace the security guard, because I've been in so many places around the country, and I can sit there and look and say, one person cannot look at multiple areas of a business complex. One person walking around cannot look at a whole apartment complex. But if I put in 10 of these digital guard security cameras, and then at our command center, because we do live monitoring the digital guard, we can see something that's going on before it happens, and then we can dispatch somebody out before it happens. And I don't need each one of these cameras, I hate to say it, is going to replace 10 security guards. So now, if I figure that out in the security camera world, what makes you think if you work in a UPS somewhere or Amazon somewhere where they cannot replace you with a robot to pull inventory? What makes you think because you're a truck driver for one of these major trucking companies that they can't replace you with an autonomous vehicle? An autonomous vehicle that don't get sleepy, that don't get drunk, that don't do drugs, that, you know what I'm saying? Can't sue you. Can't sue you. You know what I'm saying? Nurses out there. I'm about to fuck y'all up now. I'm about to fuck you up. If you are a young lady right now, yes. Yeah. Self-checkouts too. Exactly. Self-checkouts at the department stores. And man, in Atlanta, Home Depot don't even have cashiers no more. Everything is self-checkout. You got one person there monitoring 10 stations. And the crazy part about it, I know this stuff because I've been installing this stuff. I install self-checkout kiosks. I do. Look at McDonald's. McDonald's, Wendy's just did a rollout last year where they're doing self-checkouts at all their restaurants. McDonald's have the kiosk where you order your food at McDonald's now. McDonald's has a robot. Check this out, you guys. I know I'm all over the fucking place, but I'm going to get back to what I was saying. I was talking about, hold on, let me remember. Let me slow down. I was talking about the nurses. I'm going to get back to the nurses, but check this out. Mo Better didn't switch my gears. You got me all over the place now, Mo Better, with the self-checkout stuff, right? I used to work at McDonald's, one of my very first jobs, back in 1980. Ooh, damn, am I that damn old? Jeez Louise. It's like 1985. My first job was at McDonald's, right? I was on the grill cooking the burgers, right? McDonald's had this thing back in the day. It was called the clam. It's called a clam. It was this little bitty. It's kind of, I don't know if you guys, you know, like a George Foreman grill. It looked sort of like that back in the day. Well, you used to take this thing down. You put this clam down. It would only cook two burgers. Now, this is back in 1984, 85, right? Fast forward 25, 30 years later, I was putting security cameras in a bunch of McDonald's all over the country. Well, that damn clam now is a robot. Now, this thing grabs the burgers, put the burgers on the grill. It shuts down, cooks it. Only person back there do, they push a button now. They don't even cook the burger. Back in the day, I was flipping burgers and getting popped with grease and shit. No. Now, they push a button. That damn clam comes down, cooks the burgers, right? Comes up, you know what I'm saying? Then they told me that they also got a prep station now where it preps all the burgers. Everything is automated at McDonald's. McDonald's also has this automated machine that does the drinks, the milkshakes, everything. Everything, you guys. This is no joke. So guess what? What happens to all these people once you're replaced by these machines? Think about this for a second, you guys. This whole week is a nightmare come true. This whole week might be a reality that we need to... Oh, yep, fries too. Yep, they got the fries too. You own it, Mo Better. Stop eating McDonald's. It ain't good for you. Anyway. But this might be our, this, I'm telling you guys, this is our new normal. A lot of you guys might not be going back to work. This might be your reckoning call. I'm telling you guys, because I'm telling you, back to the nurses. The nurses. I was doing some work. What hospital was that? I was, where was I at? I might be wrong, but I think I was working in the University of Pittsburgh. They have nursing stations now. So all you young ladies right now that are spending your damn money and getting the damn student loans to be a damn nurse or the RN. I don't know the level of the nurses. Whoever the damn bottom nurse is, not the one that's next to the doctor, but if you that bottom chick, the one that's drawing blood, checking the weight and blood pressure, your job is finito. Your job is gone. They got a robot right now that does that. LPN. Thank you, Mo Better. You know what? You're a good moderator. An LPN. It's a wrap for you LPNs. It's a wrap. If you don't believe me, Google it right now as soon as you get done watching me, of course, or listening to me. If you listen to VictimStoppersRadio.us, it's a rat. It's a robot that does all that. You can go to the hospital now and check yourself in, right? Then you go and this LPN robot takes your all your vitals, check your blood, draw blood, take your weight, check your heart rate, all that stuff. It's a robot that does that. So I'm telling you guys, what's today's date? Today is March 20, 2020. You guys, hear me right now. Your man, Dwayne Abernathy, your security camera ambassador, tell you guys right now, you guys better to wake up because the Matrix is here right now. We're living in the Matrix right now. This ain't no conspiracy theory stuff. This is nothing. Oh, really? See, I didn't know that. That's what's up. Somebody just said they took the LPNs off the VA floors years ago. See, the VA's already done it. Now, I'm going to tell you something about the VA or the government. It's a show that used to be called From Tactical to Practical. A whole lot of things is being introduced into the world. The military or the government been having it for years. For years, right? What? Yep. Only R. Yep, exactly. Only RB. L is now. Right. R is now. LPNs, you're done. Listen to me. Listen to me. If you are right now wasting your money trying to be an LPN, give it up. You have been replaced by a robot. So anyway, the military. It's called From Tactical to Practical. Always test things out before they bring it into the public, right? I can remember when I first joined the Navy in 1989, right? The whole time I was in the military, I got one paper check. One. 2 weeks after I got in the military, they said to us, we're going to start this new thing that we're testing out called direct deposit. What we're going to do, we're going to give you a little card. And what you're going to do, you're going to get your check, and then your check is going to be there at midnight, and then you go get your money out this machine, the ATM machine, right? This is 1989, right? When I first got in the military, I was in boot camp, and we got our paycheck. We used to stand in real long-ass lines. You know how, like, the lines has been in the grocery stores where they waiting on the toilet paper right now? It was like that. So everybody on the naval base, we would stand in line to slide our little card in this machine to get our paychecks. They tested direct deposit out on us, on government employees and people in the military. They tried it out on us. Once they got all the whatever worked out, then they introduced it to the general public. So Mo Betters just told me how they got rid of them at the VA hospital already. But it's coming into in the private sector. Another thing. When I told you guys about how I started disregarding cameras, they already got a robot right now to replace security guards. I was in a mall I think out in Jersey somewhere, the mall had robot security guards. So, once again, guys, and I'm not just talking bullshit, but guys, if you're a person right now whose job has just been eliminated just like that, your job was just eliminated just like that. If you're not a person who's working from home right now, if your job was eliminated just like that, you better start looking for a new career. You better start finding another way to make a living. This is our new normal, you guys. I really do not see everybody going back to work. I don't. Especially when I know they don't need you. Think about this for a second. Real talk. They're doing a shutdown, right? They're doing a shutdown, but if you work there, you're not allowed to go inside the building. See, they're not saying they're doing a shutdown to sanitize the business, to clean the business, make sure nobody has the coronavirus. How do you guys know that they're not shutting these companies down to retrofit them for the new automated systems? How do you know that they're not inside these companies replacing you guys with the robots and the machines? How do you guys know that? How you guys don't know that? And the reason why I'm telling you guys, I am like a whistleblower because I do this shit for a living. I see it. Been seeing it. I'm going to tell you guys another quick story. How much time I got? I got 17 minutes now because, see, you guys, you're listening to Victim Stoppers Radio, right? Slow down. You're listening to Yizer Victim Stoppers Radio. And you also watch me live. So I'm on a timer now with the radio show and the TV show. But anyway, about 4 years ago, I have a clearance for Department of Defense. So I can work like for the Department of Defense, right? And they was like, well, Dwayne, you have to do a screening to get like, you know, get a background check to get cleared to work for the Department of Defense. So I'm like, cool. So they said, well, you have to drive. Now, mind you, I was in Atlanta, Georgia. They said you have to drive to South Carolina to I had to go to Virginia. I had to go from Atlanta to Chesapeake, Virginia to the Naval Base. Was it Naval Base? It was the Naval Base. I think it was Virginia. Anyway, don't matter. So they said you have to go to the Naval Base and you have to go into this building to submit all your information so you can get your security clearance for the Department of Defense, right? So check this out, you guys. So I go there. What you say? I'm a little better. Oh, yeah, it's all about the money. Yes, it's all about the money. What? This is a capitalist society. It's about the money. I've been telling people that for years. It's about the money. But hold on, what? I got 16 minutes. Let me tell you this quick story about the Department of Defense, right? So I walked into this building, you guys. It was nobody in the building. It was closed. I thought it was closed. So there's an information desk. I said, yeah, I'm here. I'm Dwayne Abernathy. They're showing my ID, and I'm here to, you know, do my paperwork for the Department of Defense. They said, go down that hallway, and then you're going to see a kiosk, and you slide your ID in there, right? I walked down the thing. Imagine, I don't know if you guys ever been to Dave and Buster's before. Imagine a big ass, or if you're old enough to remember, a phone booth. Imagine a big ass phone booth. Say for instance, if you remember what a phone booth looked like, imagine taking a phone booth but making six of them, like a big ass thing like a phone booth, right? I'm like, this where I go? I walk into this machine. I put my ID in there. The door closes. And the damn automated thing comes and says, welcome, Dwayne Abernathy, blah, 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 blah. You're here to do your Department of Defense screen or whatever. First thing we need for you to do is put your – there was this thing right here. Like, you know, when you go to the eye doctor, put your eyes on a thing, and they motherfuckers scan my retinas. Real talk. This is some real shit. This happened like 5 years ago. They scan my retina. Then they said, okay, and they walked me through it. They said, now put your hand on the screen. I put my hand on the screen. It scanned my left hand. Put my hand on the screen. It scanned my right hand. I did all of this in this damn booth in Virginia on a naval base 5 years ago. That thing ran everything about me in minutes. In a booth. Never saw a human, nothing. 4 weeks later, I got my Department of Defense badge. They gave me access to work on all the military bases in the country. So you guys gonna tell me that this cannot be real? You guys cannot tell me that it's not possible that they can trim the fat. Think about this for a second. Then I'm going to let you go. Imagine this. If America's about the money, tell me about this. Say for if the population is getting too big. How are you not going to tell me that this coronavirus cannot trim out the fat to kill off a certain part of the population? And then a coronavirus can also get rid of a certain percentage of our workforce. Because think about how they plan this coronavirus thing. They're saying you can have it and don't know you have it. What does that mean? How can I have it and don't have it? How can I ever know that I don't have it until you have it? Think about that, you guys. They didn't shut down California. They didn't shut down New York. They didn't shut down the schools for something that ain't even killed a bunch of people yet. I'm probably saying too damn much. Hey, y'all, if I come up missing or they say that I committed suicide, I didn't kill myself, you guys. I might be giving up too many secret shit. Woo! It's not about that. They say snitches get stitches. Yep, they shut down Vegas. Vegas is finito. I know so many people who were supposed to go to Vegas for spring break. Vegas is done. I'm going to tell you one thing they ain't shut down, though. They haven't shut down the cannabis dispensaries out in Cali. They said cannabis is going through the roof, baby. Puff, puff, pass. You know what I'm saying? I'm at home. Look, like on Movie Friday. Craig, you don't got nothing else to do. You might as well get high. You don't have no job, Craig. You might as well smoke some weed. Man, you gotta laugh instead of crying about this shit, because this shit is real. Anybody out there who don't believe this is real, I'm telling you it's real. Y'all better wake up, man. Y'all better wake up. Oh my goodness. Woo! I had to hype myself up. Anyway, you guys out there, I'm looking for some people that want to have their own podcast or online TV show on our station. You want a podcast or TV show on our station, hit me up at marketing@yizor.com. That's marketing@YIZZOR. Marketing@yizor.com. Because I'm telling you guys right now, 14 Generations Media, we are the new future of broadcasting. We have the live online television station. We have the live radio station. We have our own social networks. We have our own. I'm going to get into that too because of the book. Think about this. I'm going to get into the book one day. The real name of the book is called Book of Faces. Book of Faces is something that spies will say. We got a book of people's faces, Facebook. Oh, I should have said that. Oh, God. I'm really pushing my buttons tonight. I'm taking a chance tonight. Let me calm down. We love you, Facebook. I love you. But no, all jokes aside, I got 10 minutes. All jokes aside, you guys, reality has slapped us in the face. See, those all those distractions, talking about Trump's a racist, all those distractions, talking about this is racist, all those distractions about the Me Too movement, all those distractions about Dwayne Wade's son being a little boy or a little girl or whatever, those are all distractions. The whole time, they was planting and plotting, baby. They was planting and plotting. So now it's time for us to get our stuff together. Just like the name of this network, Victim Stoppers, we will not be victims. We will not be victims. I'm telling you guys, we are going to have to get smart. We're going to have to organize. And we're going to have to get together. We will not be victims anymore. All jokes aside, I know I like to joke and play and laugh and do my turn up when I'm doing my show, but real talk, the reason why I started the Victim Stoppers Network, because I'm so fucking tired of us being the victim. We cannot do that anymore, you guys. Okay, I'm sorry I had to get deep on a Friday night show, but I just had to throw that out there because it's on my spirit. You see what I'm saying? You know what I'm saying? Because we don't know if we got the corona or not. What are those more better? What was that? Those hands up. Those are hands up. I think they hands up. Yeah, get your hands up. Get your hands up. All right. You guys, I have 8 minutes to go. Then I'm going to shut it down. So before I shut it down, let me let you guys know what we got going on here. I know that this week everybody has been running to buy more weapons. Everybody's been buying artillery and guns and everything. And I'm telling you, if you can buy a weapon, if you can buy armor, get the bullets. I'm telling you, instead of getting those lace fronts, instead of getting them lace fronts, go buy you a box of cartridges. I'm real talking right now. Instead of buying some Jordans, go buy a weapon. We have to be prepared. At the same time, you also got to get your non-lethal weapons too. Non-lethal weapons at Digital Guard. We got our Digital Guard stun guns. You will zap the shit out of somebody if you have to. We have to be protected. Okay? Get your non-lethal weapons at DigitalGuardLive.com. We need to get our security cameras so we can be our eyes that we can't see. I'm talking real talk to you guys. You know what I'm saying? You need those cameras, go to DigitalGuardLive.com. We got the drones coming out. I'm actually about to bring out a line of drones where we can deploy the drones so we can see what's going on. Because I'm telling you, they're not coming for us anymore. They're already here. They are already here. We can't lose ourselves behind this situation, but we also got to start getting smart. If you're a person that thinks that you're going to sit out there and fill out a resume and get a job, them days is over. All right, you guys, I'm about to get out of here. I'm about to go set it down for the night. Thank you guys for tuning in. I love you guys. Put the word out. Let everybody know about VictimStoppersRadio.us. Let everybody know about Digital Guard TV. Oh, let me tell you about Digital Guard TV right now. Go to DigitalGuardTV.com. We have 4 shows in there right now. We have a show in there called The Digital Guard Life. It's a show where I go out on tour. And I go across the country or whatever, and I do all these installations in different cities or whatever, and I have, like, crazy stories of things that happened to me out on the road. Like, I had this situation where I ran into some dead rats. I had one place I was doing an install, I ran into a whole bunch of cockroaches. I had another situation. I was out in Texas where the police department pulled the guns out on me, thought I was robbing a spot. So I got all these crazy stories from the road, just like a rapper. I am the Jay-Z of cameras. So I have all these crazy stories of when I've been out on the road. So check it out on DigitalGuardTV.com. It's called The Digital Guard Life. So then we have another TV show on DigitalGuardTV.com. It's called Crime Rants. And in Crime Rants, I just talk about how we can prevent a lot of these damn crimes that's going on. Or I talk about some of the crazy things that happened to some of these crimes, like the guy I believed out in South Carolina, he had murdered 3 people. But then he's running around butt-ass naked. He's running butt-ass naked, and the police was coming to arrest him, and he started chasing the police, and the police didn't shoot his ass. If he was black, he probably got shot. Instead, he was running from the police. He was chasing after the police butt-ass naked, and the police was chasing. He was chasing the police. So I talk about crazy stories like that on Crime Rants, right? So check out some of them shows on DigitalGuardTV.com as a live 24-hour TV station. And we got a lot more shows coming out too, so check that out. Okay, all right, you guys, I'm out. I love you guys. Like I said, support us. Get those security cameras. Get the self-defense products. Go to DigitalGuardLive.com. That's DigitalGuardLive.com. Always tune in. If you want to hear old episodes of radio shows that we have on our radio station, go to VictimStoppersRadio.us. That's VictimStoppersRadio.us. I'm relaunching Yizer, our social network, and I'm relaunching Victim Stoppers, our social network, like April 1st, but I might come out sooner than that. All right, you guys, I'm out. Like I tell you guys all the time, knowledge is not power. The use of knowledge is power. Peace. I'm out. If you guys listen to the radio show, I'm going to play this last clip about people losing their jobs on the coronavirus. If you watch me on the TV show, you're just going to sit up here and watch me drink. Peace. I'm out.
I'm not sure if you've heard yet, but we are closing after today.
If we don't bring our guests in, we don't make money. I'm going to have to go for it. I have two kids at home. I got to take care of them, feed them, and get through this. We don't know how long.
We're going to go through that and give all that information to my teams to make sure that they can pay their bills if they can get help and support. So when you have no idea how long that will be, how can you predict if you will make it? I cried last night. I'm a pretty strong girl, but it's bad.
It's frustrating. It's devastating emotionally. It causes your gut to twist and turn. Technically, we're laid off, but First Student didn't do it. I'm guessing somewhere between 4,700 and 5,200 bus drivers all of a sudden aren't working. That's a lot of people. We are paid weekly, and a lot of my colleagues are week to week. For some of them, this is their only source of income.
They said we, you know, wish we could have gotten an advance notice. They can apply for unemployment. Those applications will be expedited. They can also go and get help from DCF, like if they need, you know, help buying food.
The baddest man alive, and I don't plan to die. When the